Good afternoon, folks. Today is the Boston Town Advisory Board meeting on Tuesday, August 9th, 2016, at 1 p.m. One Town Correction, 1:30 p.m. at the Regional Government Center, 401 Civic Way, the Boston Center. For those with your cell phones on, please turn them off. Turn the pages and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. We are in performance within about an open meeting law. And Pastor Greg Buster will lead us in the invocation, and I will lead us in the faith.
Father, we thank you for the air we breathe, the sun. We thank you for the water that we drink, for the life that you give us. All lives are precious. All lives are precious to you. Right now, I will lift up our police department. Police are under a lot of pressure lately. And the gentlemen we have here and the women we have here in Laughlin are excellent people. We ask your protection on them. We ask you to surround them and protect them. Give them confidence and help them know that you love them, you're watching over them, and all of us are in full support of them, as well as the highway patrol. And the same with our fire department, our first responders that put their lives in danger all the time, every day. We thank you for that. We thank you for our school teachers. We ask you to bless them. The town manager's office, an excellent office that's looking out for the best for Laughlin. We know that. And our advisory board are good people. We pray that you give them the wisdom they need to make all the right decisions, the things that are good for all of us, the things that are best for everybody involved. And we bless you and we thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The Law and the Town Advisory Board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The Law and the Town Advisory Board may remove an item from the agenda for delayed discussion relating to an item at any time. In the organizational items, approval of the August 9, 2016 agenda.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Approval of the July 12, 2016 minutes.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? Well, I do have a correction that I'd like to bring to on page 5 of the minutes. There's two words that have been exchanged. So I wonder if you'll correct that. It's
Dan, do you have it where Jeff Mercer, Supervisor of Line Construction Management Operations, said the last sentence there, two contingency contracts have been set, and it says with up instead of up with.
Got it. Thank you.
That is any other comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Comments by the general public. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public on items on this agenda. If you wish to speak to the board about items within this jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period is at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair of the board by majority vote. The board retains the discretion to take additional public comments during times other than during a public hearing or during the public comment session. In all other instances, a citizen may speak on any matter before the board for consideration after receiving recognition and consent of the chairman of the board. Is there anyone that wants to make State Public Safety Agency reports, Metro, Lieutenant John Keeley.
we're going to bring the substation down here. So go over some statistics and some community stuff. Calls for service for the month, they were down about 21%, which is good compared to last year. We handled about 404 calls down there. Traffic citations, we issued about 580 of them down here, and another 94 above the highway towards Searchlight. No DUIs arrested last month, which is good, hopefully. But the domestic violences were up normally from about 10 to 12 to 17. Our community needs to remember that we have the resources down here to help these people. All we need is people to reach out to us for help, and we'll put them in contact with the West Care folks. They're here all the time. If there's any help that's needed with our community members, we need to make sure that all we need to do is call us. Because if we respond, then we handle business, and we'll help them out whichever way we can. But we need community members for community members that hear or see something, say something, and call us. 17 is way too high for me. So we booked about 50 people into the jail, and one of them were from Surfside, issued one juvenile citation. So here comes a very busy weekend. First, I'll talk about National Night Out. We had National Night Out here last week, I think. My days were running together. So National Night Out, we had in Laughlin. I think it was a huge success. I appreciate the town manager's office and community members that came out. We had a bunch of law enforcement from the Tri-State Agency Board, City and Laughlin. We had just under 200 citizens there and volunteers. So I think once again it proves that moving it to the pool from the hot park 4 years ago has been successful, and we'll continue to do that. And we appreciate everybody coming out and supporting us. Now we get into unfortunate incident on Sunday. There was a call where Bullhead City located a body of a male subject that had drowned in the river. So that body was recovered and brought to the Nevada side. And then our guys responded down there and handled that. And we notified the coroner who comes and takes custody of the body based on the notifications. It was a male subject that went in the water somewhere around the riverside. That was the last time they seen him. So that has been handled, and the coroner will release any information from there. The other thing is, here we are, 35,000 of your closest friends come to have a good weekend in Boston at the cost of alcohol in the river. It's pretty sold out. I talked to Chief Williamson, who's one of my closest partners across the river, because they sponsor us and we sponsor each other. And last I checked, there was probably anticipating 35,000, 40,000 people that will be here. Probably 30,000 tickets will be sold. And it'll start on Friday. The party will start on Friday, and I'll just give you kind of a breakdown of where we'll be all along the river. If anybody needs to get a hold of me, especially from town manager office, I'll be here starting Friday and leave Sunday night. So I'll be here in Laughlin the entire weekend. And dispatch, you call dispatch if you have my number, you can get a hold of me. We have, River Valley starts on Friday night. In my eyes, it starts Friday night, because that's when we have the biggest beach party at Harris, where we anticipate about 10,000. Minimum, hopefully, of 10,000 people that come out to have a wild party at the Harris Beach Club. Well, we have partnered with them, and they've done a great job. We have a bunch of officers and supervisors that will be on duty just specifically for that event. We have a minimum of 10 officers that will be there each night, Friday and Saturday night. Another location where they're having a big party is over at the Edgewater, and they have done the same reach out to us. We had to ship some officers in from Las Vegas. And they'll partner up with our officers that are here, so they understand the way we operate down here. And they'll be at the Edgewater. And then the LTC, the Laughlin Tourism Commission, was kind enough, as they have been doing for the past couple of years. They sponsored and helped Metro with funding an additional patrol squad. So come Friday and Saturday night, what I did was I kept the swing shift guys on a little bit later into the early hours of the morning. And then I bring the graveyard guys in for the peak hours. The peak hours for our business at night are about 8 at night to 4 in the morning. So we'll have three squads on duty, but patrol, just patrol, not county special events, that will be on Casino Drive or in the Laughlin community for those Friday and Saturday night. In addition to the 10, 5, and 6 that are going to be at the different hotels for casino suites. But I thank everybody for coming together. These casinos do a great job of request to Metro and put the resources out there to be preventative versus respond. So we'll do that. And, I'll report next month on how the arrests were and citations, and hopefully they'll be down. The other big location is the Big Bend State Park, the Nevada State Park Rangers out there. That's a big party spot. We're going to be moving our reader boards out there with reader board information, trying to convince folks not to stop, that they only have 2 miles to go. We're not going to be able to stop them from stopping, but we'll have the reader board out there, and Jonathan Brennis from the Nevada State Parks has the incident command set up out there, and we'll work with them, and we'll have officers out there too to make sure that we handle visits out there. So that'll be good. So Saturday will be a very busy day. If you're local, let's stay off Casino Drive. Enjoy your house. If you have any questions for me, I'd say from Friday night to Sunday, enjoy the residential area. Any questions for me on any things that are coming up? I appreciate everybody's help and partnership, and hopefully we're having a successful weekend. There aren't any tragedies. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, John.
You bet.
All right. Highway Patrol.
Yes.
Thanks, not here. But County Fire Department. Good afternoon. Larry Eagan, Clark County Fire Department. Across these stats for you. I think you have copies of them. There's copies on the back table if you'd like them. EMS responses for July were down over last year by about 54%. So, you know, the sergeant, the lieutenant was talking about his activity was down. Well, what kind of corresponds to our activity, obviously? So maybe less people come to town than they do because of the heat. I don't know.
Occupancy was up.
You know, when his stuff is down, his stuff is down. So, yeah. Kind of correlates. Overall, engine 76, your local engine right here, was down about 38%. Rescue 76 actually was up a little bit with the EMS calls, 132 in July versus 115 last year. So they were up about 13%. Station 85 altogether downriver was down about 11%. But the totals come out about the same. So, you know, things shift a little bit from Laughlin to downriver, but stayed pretty consistent. So that was about it. We didn't really have any major events other than the one that Lieutenant Healy mentioned, like the body recovery, which was an unfortunate situation. I did want to let you know that the Nevada Office of Emergency Management has posted a monsoon warning. Remnants of Hurricane Javier, which is going to hit southern. It's supposed to stay in Arizona, but we know how well hurricanes work with staying in boundaries. So they are actually talking about. They are actually talking about thunderstorm activity through the lower Colorado River Valley, with flash flooding being the primary threat. Rain rates up to 1 to 2 inches an hour for short durations. That's for today. Starting this evening around 5 p.m. is what I was told. And then Wednesday, potential for severe thunderstorms with damaging wind gusts exceeding 60 miles an hour and hail of 1 inch or greater. And again, this is predicted for Arizona. That doesn't mean it won't migrate its way over to you from. So I thought I should mention it. We've been prepared for it just in case. And I have to come back down. I'll see you guys tonight or tomorrow. Any questions that I can answer for you?
I just have just a question pertaining to another issue. Mr. Paulson, did we ever reach out and contact him regarding the emergency management training?
Fire department?
The CERT training.
Well, we didn't, but Missy Richardson was going to look into talking to the fire department. Whether she has done that yet, I don't know. I was going to mention that in my report.
Okay, yeah. Missy actually works through the city of Las Vegas as who puts on that CERT team. Mm-hmm. So I think last time we were here, she was talking about they were going to get that program going through the city of Las Vegas.
So since I have you, I'm just going to take this opportunity to ask. One of the things that we're planning on as they came and gave their update on everything is the upcoming CERT training, which has now been pretty much pinpointed last week in October. And one of the things, we're looking to do it as a location, either here at the library, but one of the things that we would like to see, if it was possible, if it could be done at one of your fire stations. I believe as part of the training, you know, there's a section that has a controlled burn. There's a section that also has anatomical rescue of a person, which will be an anatomical anatomical dummy, I'm sure. So I just wanted to touch base with you and see if that might be something at either one of the fire stations that would be considered. I think she stated she needed room for like 30 people in classroom setting, some type of screen so that they can do slides and presentations. But I felt, given the scope of it would be best to do at one of your stations, if that would be possible.
The only problem with our stations is neither of these two stations really have a classroom that accommodate that many people. So that would put them out on the apparatus bay, which we can do, we can move the apparatus out. But depending on the time of day, they're cooled by small coolers, not air conditioning. So it might not be the best venue.
I think 30 people might be the max, too. I don't think we're going to have that.
I'm sorry, you did say October. So, by then we should be down to, 100 degrees, so.
And a swamp is okay for
just let me know what you need, and we will do everything we can to accommodate you. And the guys will be happy to participate, I guarantee it.
I think that'll be one of the first events we've ever had at one of the fire stations. I know. In my 22 years.
Well, there you go. It's high time we hosted something.
In my 2 months, the first time.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. Have a good day.
All right, thank you.
Okay, community reports. The Lockton Town Manager.
I just have a few items today. First of all, Lieutenant really mentioned the regatta. I'm looking forward to that. So anybody who's going to be attending that event, let's be responsible, but we can still have a good time, a fun time. I plan on being there. I guess the theme this year is the Pirates of the Colorado River. So every year they come up with different themes of the way it is. I don't have a pirate costume, so hopefully I'll just come to hang out. So anybody who's going to that, it should be a really fun event. We want to be responsible and respectful for everybody because it's going to get throngs of people. I attended the National Night Out in Laughlin. I went to the one in Searchlight as well. Great turnout, both events. The Quiet Center Mix is a great venue to have to meet the cops there. And, kudos to Trey and his staff for putting on hosting the event there. So if anybody was there, thanks. I know we all appreciate your attendance. And it was a very worthwhile event. Regarding what Mr. Haley was mentioning about the CERT train, to echo some of those comments, and Kathy, on August 23rd, Misty Richardson, who works around the Clark County Emergency Management Department, Office of Emergency Management, she and I are working to find a location, and she was going to ask the fire department. So hopefully we can arrange it so it can be one of our fire departments here. Otherwise, we are trying to open this up, not just to the community, but also to the hotels as well. So she and I will be attending, I think it's the 23rd of this month, the hotel security chief's meets, I think on a monthly basis. They invited us to come and speak. So hopefully we'll get not only their participation, but their support as well. And if push comes to shove, they might be able to find a venue for us as well. But like Kathy said, I don't think it's going to be ideal. Hopefully a fire station that we can have it there. We do have a date of the last weekend of October. If we don't have a venue by then, we'll have to push this off until maybe January. But we did lock ourselves into a date, so we're trying to work on the venue portion of it. And I think it was 2 weeks ago, I went to the, we don't have a public information officer here. So I'm wearing that hat for Laughlin. So I was invited to attend this public information officer meeting. I guess they meet, I think it's quarterly, or maybe every 2 months, I'm not sure. The airport hosted it this year, or this month. I guess it would have been in July. I think they rotated between the four or five entities, between Bullhead, Laughlin, Fort Mojave Valley, and Needles and Kingman, so maybe five different locations. It was very interesting meeting with PIOs from different agencies, from the public and the private sector, mostly fire, metro, police departments of the respective areas, the airport, the cities, and the town, of course, the town manager's office. So I'll probably, and we discussed emergency management and planning for emergency. I think that's pretty much the gist of what this committee is set up to do. So how to handle media requests as well. Other than that, I think that's my end of my report.
Thank you. Okay, Platte County Water Reclamation District.
Greg Turner with Platte County Water Reclamation District. For the month of July 2016, we treated an average of 2.48 million gallons per day, which is up to 60,000 gallons a day over July of last year. So you achieved occupancy was up. We had no sewer service complaints or other complaints, and we ended up 15 probably tickets in July. We are continuing on our rehabilitation projects there at the plant. They're going pretty well, and we already have a couple of others scheduled to come up after that in the work. So anyway, that's my report. If you have any questions, answers are good.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Big Bend Water District.
Good afternoon, everybody. Sean Tichado on behalf of the Big Bend Water District. The diversion report for July 2016 was 424.9 acre feet compared with 454.4 acre feet in July 2015. There have been no reports of any major complaints or leaks. I did want to make a couple announcements. Many of you are already aware of this, but on July 19th, the Big Bend Water District introduced some new features for our customers for our online bill pay system. Now customers will be able to set up automatic payments, switch to paperless and electronic billing, and pay via text and online. So those are just some of the new features we've introduced for our customers to make it a little bit easier for people to pay their bills. In addition, for those that may be wondering, if you see some construction down near Needles and Boosterberry Drive, on that corner, that's us. We're doing just a pipe location. So we're just looking for a pipeline down there. So if that's the reason for some of the trucks that you'll see out there in the coming weeks or so, should be that an issue with traffic. But if there are any questions, feel free to get a hold of me anytime. No problem at all. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
I do have a question. On the auto billing, is there a reason why you can't have your payment taken directly from your checking account?
You know, we use a new vendor for that system, and my understanding was that you could, but let me just check again for them and ask why people are having problems taking them from their checking account, and I'll get back to you on that one.
Okay, thanks.
And just confirming at the corner of Bruce Woodbury and Needles Highway, you're searching for a water line or you're putting one in?
We're just searching for a water line. We're trying to locate a pipeline because we're trying to get an easement in the area in case if the pipeline bursts or anything, we can go in and fix it without any problems.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next. University of Nevada Upper Irvine Extension.
Good afternoon, Buddy Borden, Nevada Cooperative Extension. Update on a couple things. We're coming towards the end of summer, and we've been running summer 4-H camps. Actually, next Tuesday is our last one. It'll be a total of 8. We've had a combination of all the camps. We've had about 130 kids show up for these camps, different themes. Obviously, it's got a learning environment and also fun. So. They run for 2 to 3 hours, and actually we've had a lot of parents come and also participate, so looking forward to that ending. But also we're met with the principal Estes this morning. We're going to get or want to become a lot more aggressive to get more of our youth engaged in some of our after school programs, and we're supposed to start back up August 29th. We put kind of a plan together today and really going to work hard to outreach to these students, but as well as their parents. We'll be participating in all the back-to-school events and trying to connect, as well as hitting the press and trying to have the press also to talk about the 4-H after-school programs, as well as a lot of things going on with the kids. So. We've got programs such as fitness, robotics, We're talking gardening, and we're going actually kind of a direction for which the kids want to go. And in addition, this year, we want to introduce a drone program where we'll actually, the kids will construct a drone and then use it. So we're in the process of purchasing that at this time. So very encouraged. And lastly, last year we did a pilot program for job preparedness and career, and actually went fairly well. Well enough that we had 12 kids actually go through the whole program from beginning to end. But now Principal Estes has actually made this a full year program. It's actually part of her elective curriculum. We have about 25 students that are put into that class. They'll meet 5 days a week for the whole year. So it's going to give us the ability to really, really reach into some areas to look at different types of careers. How do you actually take a look at preparing yourself for that career, the different requirements, which actually will get our universities, other types of trade schools involved. Be a lot of guest speaking in that class, as well as some of the job preparedness, resume development, interview techniques, the whole bit. And we also need to be very engaged with our local business community. That is a very strong part of this program, and take that through the whole year and hopefully get some of these kids back on track so they are contributing members to the future workforce here in Laughlin. So it's, I guess you can say it's kind of a pilot since we're extending it. Last time we jammed a lot of material in 6-7 weeks. This year we get about 18 or 2 full semesters of actually really getting in depth. So we're excited about that, and I'm working directly with the faculty person at the Laughlin High School, Joseph Gromick, and we're going to kind of team teach that through the whole year. So we're in the process of putting that whole curriculum together. It's going to be broken in 4 different categories. And that's about it. Any questions?
I do have a question. Are you going to be able to do anything about the OSHA guides this year?
We could. Actually, that should probably be part of, the course there, where those are one of the requirements if you want to go into certain types of careers, is an OSHA requirement. We will, and that will be part of the regulatory type, I think, in terms of requirements in order to look at that careers in those areas. Absolutely.
Any other questions?
Thanks a lot.
Parks and Recreation Training.
Troy Smith, Clark County Parks and Recreation. For the month of July, Parks and Rec offered 18 programs and 3 field trips. We had a total attendance of 553 for the month. Upcoming special events that we're offering, September 15th, we're doing punt, pass, and kick for the youth community, ages 6 to 15. The cost is free. It'll start at 3:30 and will be in Mountain View Park down at the ball fields. We're the first round here. If you win your age division, you move on to regional, state, and ultimately they take the top 32, I believe, and they get to participate to either the Super Bowl or the Pro Bowl. But there is recognition if you can advance all the way to national. And then on September 24th, National Public Lands Day, that will be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Pyramid Canyon Day Use Area. That is with the Parks and Rec Committee, the Trails Partnership, buddy with UNR. It's going to be a big event open to the public, all ages. I know that there's going to be multiple activities going on, as well as a couple tours, and look for a flyer on that coming out very shortly. Some updates we have for the center. Our new session brochure is out. I believe everyone on the board has a copy, and there's some in the back for anyone who didn't pick it up. This runs us all the way through this year, but I'm only going to talk about session 6, which is September 6th through October 17th. For our programs, we offer 2 ways of registering. The first is online. That will start October 27th at 7 a.m. The next is in person. That's August 29th. It's a Monday at 8 a.m. So if you see something on here you definitely want to do, I recommend going online and registering. If you have any questions, please call our office or stop by. We'll help get you an account set up. It's very similar to using Amazon or any other form of online shopping. You go in, add items to your shopping cart, and you check out. If something does cost money, there's a spot there for you to put your credit card in, and it'll be processed. We'll get everything right to the office once you hit send. So it's very, very quick, very easy. Just kind of get your fee wet a little, get it that first time. Are there any questions for me? Thanks, y'all.
Good, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Love and Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, Jackie Mazzeo representing Woe. Jackie Mazzeo representing La Fon Chamber and also General Manager of the Regency Casino. I want to talk about Community Achievement Awards that are coming up on October 22nd. We need more nominations. There are several categories you can nominate somebody in, and it's very simple to do online. It only takes a couple minutes, but we have categories like Citizen of the Year, Youth of the Year, Best Teachers. There's an education program, and we know we like to nominate teachers around here. People you know that work in tourism, civic activities, and public service. The actual form is so easy to nominate on. Questions can come late, and you don't even have to nominate them for a category. If you get the name in there and you tell them why, just a simple paragraph about why you're nominating them for a Community Achievement Award, then we can ask the questions and fill in the other blanks later. But we need that just so we can get things ready for the event. One of the funnest ones I've seen lately is the entrepreneurs category. We have a lot of young and actually more mature people that are coming out and opening small businesses and really taking a risk with their money and with their time and doing a really, really good job. One of those examples is Jake Williams, who just opened the Sugar Shack. He won the Shark Tank version at Mojave High School and won Young Entrepreneur of the Year for over there. And he opened up the Sugar Shack outside of the Regency, and he's been selling snow cones and smoothies and stuff like that, fresh squeezed lemonade all summer. At 15 years old, it's an amazing, amazing effort for him. Of course, he has a lot of us watching him, so he doesn't get away with much, but he's very dedicated, and he's very keen on what running a business is all about. That's going to be my nomination for the year, and that's just an example of someone who's done a very fine job and a great example of our local school districts and the teachers influencing and other people in the more mature environment making an impression on a younger child, on a student, to do something better with them, their lives. So if you think you have something that might meet that one of those categories, just get on the LaFonChamber.com and click and fill in a couple spaces and we'll get it and take off with it. We're also looking for Community Achievement Award sponsorships, and those are in several different categories, several different dollar amounts, and it goes all the way from a large sponsor to a small sponsor, even shared sponsorships. The only way that we can put on a Community Achievement Awards is by the generous donations and in-kind donations that we have from the people of the community on both sides to help us put this on and make everybody who has worked so hard for our community to feel the difference in what it is. Not just the personal gift that they get for doing the work that they do, but that they're acknowledged for actually participating and contributing back to the community that they love so much. So those sponsorships can be also acquired by calling the Lockman Chamber, calling me direct or anything like that. We also have a mixer coming up on August 18th, and it's at Gold Diggers at the Golden Nugget. This is one of our favorite ones because we have some really good food that comes out of the Golden Nugget, so it's a great time for eating and drinking together and sharing lots of things. We always have the 50-50 raffle. All of us who attend bring special gifts, and just your business card in there, and you can walk away with a raffle prize or a 50-50 prize. If you're not a member of the chamber, it's still only $10 for a great meal, a good social environment, and some great door prizes. In addition to that, I want to make sure that you all know that the brand new community guide just came out from the Lockwood Chamber. It's a the 2016-2017 edition, and we have plenty of them at the chamber office. If you want anything delivered to your businesses, just let us know. Otherwise, you can stop and pick some up and display them proudly in your business or in your home. You'd like to read it on your spare time. That was it. Yep, I've already mentioned that. Okay, you have any questions? Okay, thank you so much.
You did a great job for Connie.
Yeah. She's a little under the weather. She'll be around. Thank you. Thank you, Jack.
Okay, long and tourism. Yeah. And the library is not here. Okay, community projects and concerns. Irene Davis could make it,
I'll read a comment that she submitted. This is through an email, also. Irene Davis is unable to attend today's meeting due to an unexpected meeting conflict. However, she would like to thank those individuals who provided comments to the draft plan. Because very few comments have been received to date, she requested the town advisory board leave the comment period open for another 2 weeks to allow time all comments to be collected, reviewed, and incorporated in the final version of the plan. And she does plan to be here in September, for our September meeting.
Okay. Just as a little bit of background, at the last meeting, I asked the committee chairs to get with their people and come up with a list of changes, recommendations.
We need to get it on calendar now. If we get it on calendar now, that's what I want to present it to the board, and then if we're in agreement, we'll put it on the agenda for the next month. Is that okay?
Where are the funds coming from for this?
It's an artist grant that the county does.
So it's the second round of application funding. Okay.
Yeah, it's absolutely no expense to us at all. The ones we did, I believe it's 67 or 68 boxes that have been completed. And we had some people ask us about doing some more. So in order to do that, if we submit this year, we would be looking at 2018 as our next project, and possibly doing it in March or April when it's cooler than May and June and July.
The artist, thank you.
One of the benefits that came out of this, besides having our artwork exposed and culture changes to the town, is a lot of the artists didn't know where Laughlin was. They had not been here, so it was a new experience for them. Since then, we've actually had two of the artists come back with their families because they actually enjoyed being here so much. And now they use it as a getaway. So it's not only adding to our culture in town here, but it's also exposing us to people who have never been here before. And through the DAP program, they do advertise Laughlin as one of their projects now. So we're getting even more exposure and advertising through the DAP program itself. Our next meeting would be August 24th. And I believe that's all we have.
I don't have much to add other than what Trey reported. However, one of the things that we've talked about a lot of our meetings with Parks and Recreation is getting a marquee out there in front of the Parks and Rec area on the northeast corner, just so we can display to the public what's going on, just like the casinos do within Parks and Recreation Division, and I think it could be used as well for maybe the Boys and Girls Club and the Senior Center. But that's going to be one of those things that's going to go through you, Brian, because I'm thinking we're probably going to have to use the Fort Mojave funds in order to make that happen.
What kind of marquee sign do you want something lit up?
Yes, it's an LED sign. I know Trey's done quite a bit of work of looking for some signs, and everything from about $2,500 to $15,000 is what you're talking about for something to display both sides, and probably no more than a 6-foot sign to go on that northeast corner.
My only question might be if this time is, will the Fort Mojave funds be used for something other than development and construction costs in outside the that's county property we're talking about?
Yeah. I believe there's also some county grants for those type of things. I've done some grants with Clark County that would fit that price range as well. And then also, you know, just going into the emergency management, we could also use that reader board in the event of an emergency too. But there are some grants that would cover that. I think some of them go up to $50,000.
Well, then maybe you and I need to sit down and go over that, because I'd like to see that happen. It's just been something that's been tossed back and forth. I know I had talked to Jackie about it. She said that she thought the funds could be used for that.
Yeah, I don't know the parameters. It is construction, but I don't know if it's development related. That's my question. That's what I'm curious about.
We'll look at it.
We'll look at it.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, as far as public works, we had our meeting. We did go through the emergency management plan. Had some interesting comments. From my standpoint, it looked like we were at the 10,000 foot level, and it's really not down here where the folks are. But I believe once we get that in place, we'll be able to move forward. We were going to have Black County Public Works here, that fell through. However, they're going to be here this coming month. We did discuss our normal projects and what we're seeing around town as far as lights out, work that needs to be done. One of the big areas that we're really, I'm trying to get something done is at the corner of Bruce Woodbury and Thomas Edison, that flooding there, every stall we have, there is a really cheap fix for that, and we've got people on the committee that understand that, so hopefully we can get something with Clark County working to make that happen, not get tired riding over rocks. Other than that, our next meeting is a week from Thursday at 10 o'clock at this location. Like I said, we are hoping to have some folks from Public Works here, and all are invited to attend. With that, I'll turn it over to Megan.
Okay, I have a lot of time already. Just one thing I wanted to add. Of course, we had the conversations regarding the utilization of the fire station, library, or also maybe the community center would be a possibility for that. Let's see. Mid-September was also what we were looking at, having the comments and stuff put together. So I think that came out of our meeting. So I think that falls in line with what we're doing here. I know a lot of people have their comments that are coming in now, which may be why they didn't submit them prior. We're also looking in November. Originally, we were trying to see if we can take this emergency management plan and do a tabletop exercise in September, which is emergency management preparedness month. However, I don't think we'll meet that deadline, but it's something to keep in mind going forward to do an annual in September tabletop. Right now, we're kind of targeting on my committee to have one in November so that we can take this actual plan and put it to use. Now, it is an appendix that's added, so it is kind of not confidential what's in there. There are, just seeing some of the comments coming in, there are different layers that are much deeper, but that was not to be broadcast to the general public. Perhaps our board could get a copy of that as well. So we might be able to field some of the questions that pertain to, well, where is this? Well, it's actually in there. Evacuation routes and stuff are also somewhat kept confidential because, unfortunately, in this day and age, in terrorism, if they do, manage to have an attack in an area, if they know our plan, they know where everyone's going to be going, and there's an opportunity to have a secondary impact. So that's one of the reasons that the actual plans and stuff don't dictate evacuation routes. So what it is we're planning on doing is, going back over this a little bit, our next meeting would be August 15th, but we've extended 2 weeks for additional comment, and we don't have anything specific for the CERT training, then I may not hold a meeting for that because those were our agenda items going forward unless they bring me something specifically. So just wanted to let you guys know that, but it would be August 15th, 3 p.m. in this room.
That's all right.
So, yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Social services.
Yes. The social services committee did not meet last month for lack of quorum. Our next meeting is here Tuesday morning at 8:30 in this building, and hopefully we'll have a quorum.
Okay. Comments by the general public. This is a period for the public to comment on items within this jurisdiction of the Laughlin Town Advisory Board but not appearing on this agenda. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a comment or their comments, this will be done by the chair of the board by majority vote. When speaking during a specific item or during the public comment session, please step up at the speaker's podium. Please state your name and address. Please spell your name for the record. And limit your comments to no more than 3 minutes. No vote may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. Do we have anybody that would like to speak?
Good afternoon. Jim Maniashi, president of the LEDC, MANIACI, and my information is on file. Part of our Leadership Forum speakers programs will be Thursday, October 13th at 4 p.m. in the Gladys Laughlin Hall and Laughlin Community Church. And that will be a forum for the eight candidates for the election to the town board. The moderators will be Commissioner Sisolak and Sam McDonald from TV2. Thank you. Everyone's invited.
Okay, any other comments? Okay, our next possible meeting date, the next possible scheduled meeting is August the 30th, 2016. The next regular scheduled meeting is Tuesday, September the 13th, 2016 at 1:30 p.m. Regional Government Center, 101 Civic Way, Laughlin, Hawaii. Agenda items are due no later than August 18, 2016 and August 31st, 2016, respectively. And with that, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
You know, every day I have a meeting or two. I forget what's coming up. I don't look at the meeting. Yeah. I usually don't look at the next. This is the end of the day. I like to work on the company.
You're the one
that
did the results on a few days.
Jackie, can you spell your last name for me, please?
M-A-Z-Z-E-O.
Okay.
That's Italian.
I got that.
They've been calling me for the last 6 months and I'm speaking actually.